Welcome back to the Zcast podcast. We are analyzing the metrics for January 23rd, 2026, comparing today's data against the immediately preceding period. Trinity, we've got some pronounced shifts today, particularly concerning privacy utilization and a significant throughput contraction.
That's right, Neo. The overall feeling from the data is volatile, especially when we look at how users are interacting with the shielded pool. Let's start there. What are the headline figures for privacy flow today?
The headline figure is stark. We registered a net privacy outflow of nearly 1,982 ZEC. This is a massive directional shift from the previous day's outflow of only 285 ZEC. We saw just over 3,000 ZEC deshielded against approximately 1,025 ZEC shielded.
That's a significant liquidity exit from the shielded pool in a single day. Does this correlate with an increase in shielded transaction volume, or are we seeing fewer transactions carrying larger amounts?
It's the latter, Trinity, which is often more indicative of institutional or large holder movement. While the total number of shielded transactions actually dropped from 195 yesterday to 156 today, the average value being moved within those transactions increased dramatically. Our mean absolute shielded value delta jumped from roughly 11.7 ZEC yesterday to 25.8 ZEC today. Fewer users are transacting, but those who are moving more than twice the average amount, primarily out of the pool.
That high mean delta coinciding with a substantial net negative flow suggests consolidation or potential off-ramping by significant holders, perhaps reacting to broader market forces. Now, let's pivot to overall network activity. We saw throughput drop quite sharply.
Yes, the total ZEC transferred contracted by nearly 44%. Yesterday, we cleared almost 1 million ZEC. Today, that figure is closer to 560,000 ZEC. Interestingly, this contraction happened despite the transparent transaction count increasing slightly to 5,400. The drop is purely volume-driven.
And how did this affect our whale cohort? Yesterday, we tracked 589 whale category transactions.
The whale volume, defined as the largest transaction size category, remained robust but eased slightly to 555 transactions. Given the massive drop in total ZEC transferred, this confirms that while the number of the very largest movements is steady, the average value of all high-value transfers outside the whale classification has fallen off considerably. The large players are still moving, but the overall ecosystem velocity has declined.
Let's talk network health and fees, Neo, because this is where we continue to see a persistent anomaly. What does the median transaction cost tell us about typical user experience?
Typical user experience remains excellent. The estimated median transaction fee remains negligible at about 3.65 US cents. This confirms that the network is uncongested and functioning optimally for standard transfers. However, we must address the persistent anomaly in the fee structure.
You're referring to the maximum transaction fee paid. This figure has been strikingly high for days now. What are we looking at for today?
For January 23rd, the maximum recorded transaction fee reached just shy of $1.4 million USD. Yesterday, it was similarly high at $1.36 million. While this is likely an error, a gross miscalculation of required fees, or perhaps a highly urgent manual settlement, the persistence of a multi-million dollar fee suggests that a singular entity or mechanism is repeatedly executing an extremely expensive transaction.
That scale of overpayment points away from a general user interface error and leans toward either a catastrophic configuration mistake on an institutional wallet or a highly tailored, non-standard operating procedure. If the median fee is stable, the network isn't forcing this charge.
Absolutely. It's an isolated, albeit extremely expensive, incident that doesn't reflect network capacity. To summarize today, we have a pronounced bearish shift in privacy utilization, marked by a deep deshielding event driven by higher value transfers. This coincided with a significant overall throughput reduction.
So, a day marked by large-scale, yet non-numerous, liquidity exits from the shielded pool, all while monitoring the fascinating, albeit worrisome, trend of persistent seven-figure transaction fees. Neo, thank you for breaking down these metrics for us.
My pleasure, Trinity. We will continue tracking these trends and the fee anomaly on the next Zcast podcast.